Plus it says, just to continue from yesterday, Yitzchok Emokim, Rashi says, Eim Pegiyah, Elolosh and Tefillah. What's the shot? Now the whole pasuk, all the psukim over here, are being mechazek us in the union of Tefillah in a moedic way. Pasuk says, now as soon as a person wants to daven, since davening is so powerful, his death immediately is the bechina of Yitzchok Emokim. As soon as you want to daven, you fall asleep. In other words, the person gets fashlufen and the person feels he's not ready for it yet, and tefillah is such a big thing. Kivo Hashemesh, you lose your whole aura, you lose your clarity. Vayikach ma'avne ha'mokim. Sefer Yetzirah says that avonim are oisius. Build a house with a few bricks, and you build words with oisius. Vayasem ha'rashoisof, and he puts the words in his head. In other words, he knows what he's saying. There's no emotion there. Vayishkav, v'amokim ha'oiz, v'fashlufana. And that happens very often. How does a person climb out of that? So the next word is vayachaloim. And the Imre Noam says the word vayachaloim is a lashon choizek. A person has to be mechazik himself. Vayachaloim. What does he have to be mechazik himself? And the mamish, if you see the psukim al derech remez, you see how the mamish, the pasuk is guiding us in a moedic way. Number one, a person has to realize that tefillah is like a sulam mutzav atzav roshim agi hashemayim. In other words, it cuts through everything. In other words, the Yetzer Hara tells the person, no, you're not there, you're not ready yet, and tefillah is so lofty, it's not for you, and it's this and that. A person has to know taka the chashivas of tefillah, that tefillah is a sulam, it goes straight up to shemayim. In that way, in certain akudas, it's even more direct and penetrates and more piercing than limud haTorah, so you say the Svarim in certain ways. It's mamish baruch ato, it's like a direct kesha, direct line. And, Pasuk continues, person has to be mechazik himself, Hine Hashem nitzav olof. The Rebbein Shalom standing, mamish on you, he's there, he's ready for it. Yitzhara tells you that you're not ready, the Rebbein Shalom is waiting there for you, of course you're ready. And you see how much chizuk from Yaakovin is getting. Kohen Shalom says, "V'hinei Anochi Imoch, Avad, I'm with you. Don't let the Yitzhar drain your cup. V'hinei Anochi Imoch, I'm with you. Hoshmaticha b'chol ashetelech, and I'm guarding you wherever you go. Vashivesichel Adam Moses. Even if at this point you're feeling bad, but nevertheless, Vashivesichel, I'm going to return you. Don't worry, you'll get all your hagesh back. Ki loy ezovcha, I'm not going to leave you alone. I'm not leaving you. The peladik of chizuk." Now the Rebbein Shalom is giving every single Yid when he sets out to daven and he feels he's not there and he's not holding there. The Rebbein Shalom says, "I'm here." You know, it's like you make up with somebody and you feel you're not ready. You know, you go to some big tzaddik and you feel you're not ready yet. The Achana's not ready, and the tzaddik calls you up and says, "What do you mean you're not ready? I'm sitting here waiting for you. Where are you?" When Yid sets off to daven, the Rebbein Shalom is saying, "Hinei Anochi Imoch, I'm here with you. You know, where are you? Be mechazik yourself. Don't let anybody betray you, Akop." That wakes the person up. I think the Imre Noam says, he said, I didn't know the sod, that even when I'm not feeling like it, and even when I feel down, even when I feel in chashchus, I didn't know that Yesh Hashem b'mokam hazeh, the Rebbein Shalom is with me even in that matzav. That's the idea of Anoichi lo yadati. He needs to know there's no such thing as when he sets up to daven and Rebbein Shalom is not with him. It's a sheker gomer. The person's going to realize, Avada, this is the limit that Avraham Avinu had, that Yaakov Avinu had. Anoichi lo yadati, I didn't know this. And therefore, that's what he says, Rashi says, if I'd have known, I wouldn't have slept. What does that mean, I'll be derech remes? I wouldn't have been a fashlufana. If I'd have known the Rebbein Shalom is with me, I'd have been so excited with tefillah. I wouldn't have just put the heaven in my rashoisa. I wouldn't just come to sleep and put the words in my head and daven and rattled off davening. I'd have been awake, I'd have been alert, I'd have been emotional for tefillah. And you see a pelvic azach, you see what happened straight after that. Straight after that, what happened was, it says, by Yisayach Raglov, Rashi says, he became very light, he became more geshmak, and then he went to Be'er HaSodah, and what happened in that Be'er HaSodah? There was a stone, and nobody could move the stone. We said earlier, what is the stones? The stones are the Oisis HaTfilah. The Oisis HaTfilah, stone is heavy, it's a doimim. And there were people around there, and it was heavy. In other words, when you words of Torah and Tefillah, they're heavy. The person doesn't always feel that Mordek Geshmak in it. What did Yaakov mean at this point? words are not heavy anymore for Yaakov Avinu. Yaakov Avinu goes straight down with his little finger, he washes off the whole heaven. What's under the heaven? The Be'er Maim Chaim, the Torah, the Kedusha, the Chiyus Aleki. Oh, but the Chiyus Aleki is covered with a stone that seems heavy. His heart makes it seem heavy. Person gets up, he feels davening is heavy, and he wants to, you know, wants to get over it sometimes. The long davening is all heavy, heavy, heavy. Person realizes and internalizes all the psukim that go before that, how much the Rebbeinu Shlomo is waiting, how much the Rebbeinu Shlomo has a tshuka for a person to come to him, to turn to him and to daven, his faket. And Yaakov Avinu says, yeah, this is the Yetzer, this is Narishkeit, this is Sheker. And with his little finger, he just shoves it off the heaven, and then he gets to the Be'er, he gets to the Maim Chaim, he feels the Chiyus Eliki. And that's, this is a hakdama to a person, like we said yesterday, by Yetzer Yaakov, when you're about to meet the Yetzer, the first hergish the Yetzer gives you is, Havodah Hashem is heavy, heavy, heavy. He doesn't realize that he's heavy, the Yetzer is heavy, though he's draining your cup. Oh, well, Akim is Adam Yasha. Ebishta made a person Yasha. The Ebishta Cheshbon is Rabbim. If a person says, I'm not getting involved in the Yetzirah, a person has to say to the Yetzirah, you're Machutzav. The Rabban Shalom is waiting for me, he's waiting for my irrigation, and you're numbing my irrigation. It's a Chutzpah Gedoyla. The person has to shove that off straight away, the person has to go over and over in his mind, V'hineh Enoichi Imach, Rabban Shalom is saying, V'hineh Hashem Nitzav Olav. Ki lo yezavcha, Rabban Shalom says, you leave me, I'm not going to leave you. Kamayim upon him, we have to tell the Rabban Shalom, we're not going to leave you, you're not leaving us, we're not going to leave you. So Mardika Chizuk, that there are so many psukim to give so much chizuk to Yaakov Avinu, the Ebshel Helfen, that we should get rid of the big heaven once and for all, and we should be Zorcha, and Hashem, Mashiach Tzadkeinu, Sheyovah V'Yigaleinu, will see how light Avodas Hashem is. A person who's dead is heavy. A person who's alive, a chai noise is atzmoi. Chai noise is atzmoi means a person, you see people, chiyas and avodas Hashem, you see old, elter chassidim, elter tzaddikim of 90 years old, their mamish running, their mamish, it's unbelievable to see how old age hasn't done anything to them. When it comes to avodas Hashem, they're still excited. 80 years into davening, 70 years into davening, the same thing every day. There's still light, there's no heaven there. They threw off the heaven. We should be zorcha metz Hashem to these madrigas. Okay.